Well, we arrived on Saturday so that we would get here a little ahead of time so we'd be able to enjoy the city of Charlotte as well as the convention. And on Sunday, we did a tour ourselves of Charlotte, and then Sunday night, of course, we had the welcoming party for the Wisconsin delegation, and that was at the Raptor Center. And so that was a great welcoming party. And then yesterday was Carolina Fest. From noon until 6, they had entertainment. And then also there were other caucus meetings or meetings of delegations for various reasons. And this evening, Michelle Obama will be speaking, and we're looking forward to that, and Julian Castro, who is the mayor of San Antonio. And also this evening, we were just told this morning that Congresswoman Gwen Moore will be speaking at 7.
What are you hoping from this convention?
Well, you know, I hope that people will once again see the plan that President Obama and Vice President Biden have for America, and that is really to build an economy that lasts and that to have a sense of fairness in the tax system, and that we will all have an opportunity to be a part of a growing middle class. And he believes that the strength of America is in a strong middle class, that you do that by having a great educational system, and that you do that also by giving people the opportunity to have family-supporting jobs, and that also you give them an opportunity to participate in, you know, the process of deciding conditions under which they will work, that for a strong middle class, it's important to have strong voice as well. And so I hope that the public will see, and also he will take the opportunity to just tell people how we are better off than we were when he came into office, and that although we have a long way to go, that he needs more time to accomplish reaching the vision that he has for America.
Wisconsin has been in the spotlight a lot over the last year and a half. Are you fielding a lot of questions there at the DNC about state politics?
Yes, they do. We have lots of people come up, and once they find out we're from Wisconsin, they talk about support they may have given us. At lunchtime, we talked to two women from California. They were very interested. We had a long conversation about what happened during the recall, exactly what we did in our areas. I'm here with my sister. She's from the Dodge County area, and I, of course, the La Crosse County, and so how the recall went, what were some attitudes about it, why we didn't accomplish what we wanted to do in defeating Scott Walker, but how we were successful in gaining the Senate. You know, they're very interested in all of that, and they knew exactly what was going on.